Now for the main part of the programme, today Georgia and I are destined for the future. Our destination is actually the year 2100, and our objective, to find out what life will be like then. Where will we live? What jobs will we do? And how will we get to and from work? To guide us through a day in the life of a 22nd century citizen, we're checking in with radio producer of the future, Izzy Clark, who's just waking up.
No.
Good morning, Izzy. Today's date is 29th July 2100. It is currently 7 a.m. Today's agenda begins with an executive board meeting at 8:30 a.m.
Okay, Selexis. Please open the window. Oh, another beautiful day in future London.
But what will the city of the 22nd century look like? According to the United Nations, 54% of the world's population currently lives in urban areas. And by 2050, that number is expected to reach 66% and continue to climb. So how will these ever more populated cities function? And how might artificially intelligent buildings help? With us is Mike Pitts, Interim Challenge Director at Innovate UK. Hi, Mike. So what is your vision for the city of 2100?
Well, cities in the future are going to become more and more important. They're important now. We're becoming a more and more urban species. And the reason is, in cities we have higher GDP, we have lower carbon footprint. So cities of the future will manage a lot of the downsides while keeping those upsides. And the kind of downsides we want to try to improve are things like the physical and mental health issues we have in cities, the environmental sides of things, and also the way we manage our cities. So cities of the future will be greener. We know there's a lot of relationship between green space and our physical and mental health. And we also know that we'll have to be able to manage our infrastructure better in the future. So our infrastructure will be smarter. Buildings will generate their own energy and the city itself will work almost holistically, almost like an organism.
How will it work like an organism? How will things all be connected?
So what we're doing more and more is kind of connecting our physical and our digital worlds. So things like the Internet of Things, where we're adding a digital layer on top of all objects, either through sensors or we're plugging more and more of our devices into the internet and connecting them all up. They're all collecting the information we need to be able to visualize the city in, you know, in perfect kind of duplicate in a digital world. It's almost like the Matrix. And that's essentially what we're calling a digital twin. And from that, we can control the city better. We can control the flows of everything, all the services a city's there to provide to citizens. Even down to things like health. City can monitor you and kind of nudge you in the right kind of direction. Perhaps it'll encourage you to do more walking.
So yeah, the Internet of Things is something that's around now and people are sort of connecting things up in their house to the internet. But would this be on a larger scale in the future with things like buildings talking to each other?
Absolutely. So buildings in the future will be generating their own energy. They'll also be doing a lot of things we want them to do, cleaning water and managing waste. And it'll be kind of trading these flows of materials, whether that's electricity or heat or waste or water between them. And so where some's been kind of produced, so wastewater coming out of a building going into somewhere that needs it. And that'll be optimised across all sorts of systems like transport and health. And that should free up us humans to do the more human jobs.
When you say they'll generate their own energy, in what kind of way might they do this?
So I have all sorts of embedded technologies into the fabric of buildings. So everything from photovoltaic roofs to facades on buildings that draw in heat from the air and can store it. So it's as much about managing things like heating and cooling as it is about electricity.
Right, so there could be one building in the sun getting lots of energy from solar power and the building next to it is in the shade but trying to get a lot done. So the building could just say, hey, do you want some energy? And just sort of send it over.
Exactly, or a data centre generating a lot, trying to get rid of a lot of heat very quickly, and we can move that out through heat networks to buildings that need heat, or more and more in the future where we need cooling.
You mentioned there'll be more green spaces, so how will our future cities be more environmentally friendly, more sustainable?
Well, we'll have to build in more and more green space. We know it's so important to a kind of mental health, but it's also really important to things like managing pollution and the urban heat island effect. So this challenge we have in built-up areas where the city itself can be up to 8 degrees warmer than the surrounding hinterland because of the way infrastructure absorbs heat in the day and reflects it back at night. and that's mitigated by things like green space. So we'll see more and more green space as we manage our transport and our resource flows better. All that space that's taken up with the services in a city can be turned back over to green space.
You paint a lovely picture here. So everything's greener, everything's smarter, we're a lot more efficient with everything. Is this what you think the future will be like, or what you think it should be like?
We very much think this is the way the future is going. The kind of work I do in Innovate UK with the industrial strategy is these are kind of the ideas and things that businesses are working on now. But what's going to be really important in the future is the cities that will survive are the ones that manage social interaction well. Social interaction drives a lot of the benefits in cities. Strong culture, strong innovation is what really brings the value to cities and why people want to live there. So the cities that do that best are going to be the ones that really survive and thrive in the future.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike Pitts from Innovate UK.